We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, and we're starting the top line. So we had here three terutzim to answer Pshat Rav Shimon, why it's called Shechita Ruya, either Nishpach Adam, or it was Shaloi L'shma is a kosher of carbon, or it was a Bamum. Toyibay Rabbi Elazar L'Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Elazar has a kosher of Rabbi Yechanan, V'chi Shechita, Toyibay means he was Ma'ayin, he was smelling the barrel, he was like Ma'ayin in his teretz. He says, V'chi Shechita Ma'teres, L'Zrika Ma'teres. How can you say that's called a Shechita Ruya? The Shechita is not Ma'teres, you need the Zrika. So Pashas is asking on the kasha, on the teretz of Nishpach Adam. He says, look, if it would have been Nishpach Adam, you did the Zrika, then Shechita Ruya. But here, the Dam spilled out, so it never was Shechita Ruya. That's how Tosfos learns it's the Afakasha on that teretz of Rav Yechon. Rav Yechon had two terutzim. Rav Dimi v'shem Rav Yechon and Ravin v'shem Rav Yechon. Rav Dimi said Nishpach Adam. Ravin said v'shem Rav Yechon, that was Shaloi L'shma. But so Tosfos speaks out, the kash is dafka for the teretz of Nishpach Adam. And the kash is Nishpach Adam, so then where was your Zrika? So there was no, in this case, there was no Zrika, so it was now Shechita Ruya. But Rashi actually throws in the word Ravin. If you look at top Rashi, Toye, second top Rashi, so Rashi says, the second law, in Kolema Daik lo Rabba Loza, Uparik le Ravin alibid Rabbi Yechanan, Mechishit Mataris, Mechishit Mataris. So it's a little bit schwer. So the Marashah already speaks out that out of the Rabbah, it's a Kash Dafka Kavir Adimi. If he Ravin, Yitaka had a good Zrika. The whole problem was that it was Shaloi L'shma. But here, the Kash Bidafka for the other man, the Yama, like Taisa says. So some Akhrenim answer, Rashi means even Leraven. And the Kash is right, Lemaisa B'shas the Shechita, there was no Zrika. So how can we call Shechita Ruya? There was no Zrika yet. You can't eat it yet. A regular Chulin, when you make a Shechita, you can eat it. But here, you can't eat it until you have a Zrika. So Gemara's Kash is, Shechita Mataris? Well, it's Zrika Mataris. And B'shas the Shechita was not Ruya. And Lerash Lakash, even more Shvel. Lerash Lakash, Shechita Mataris, Lepadiya Mataris. You have to be appointed. You have to be appointed. And here, it was not Padu yet, Pashtus. So L'chaira, if it's not Padu, so then, what's going on over here, L'chaira, it's not a good Shechita. So Gemara answers, Ishtamit say, Hadara Om Rav Shimon. Rav Elazar forgot about Rav Shimon's own Shechita. He says, Kol Oime Lizer Kizarok Domi, Kol Oime Lifter Kipadu Domi. We'll show it from different Mishnais and Brises that Rav Shimon holds. If it's Oime Lizerok, it's Kizarok Domi. It's like it's done already. Kol Oime Lifter Kipadu Domi. And everything's Oime Lifter, it's Kipadu Domi. So Zriko stands, I'm a Lizrik, and Pidin also, Bali Mumun also, like Piduyim, because that's Seifan Lekach. Now, Rashi has a problem, that the loch is, that after something is geshachten, after it's already meat, it's a shaila if you could do Pidin on it, because you need Hamada V'Harocha. There's a loch by Pidin, you have to stand it up in front of the Kohen, and he shots it up, evaluates how much it's worth. So here, if it's dead already, how do you have Hamada V'Harocha? So Rashi answers that we're talking about that the hektish was after the mum, that it was already a mum, and then you makish it. So therefore, never really got the kedushas aguf kachim mizbeach that needs hamad varacha. But right away was about mum right from the beginning already, and therefore his ma'idi don't need hamad varacha. That's Rashi's teretz. Tosfos says a different mahalach. Tosfos says that you could b'shas when it's mefarachas when it's still alive, but you already shechted it, but it's still jumping around and still can stand up, so you can do Amad Avarocha then, even after Shechita, Ayin Tosis. But in any case, the Gemara's Tarot says, what you have to know is like this. That's Gemara's Tarot. It's called Shechita Ruya. Why? Because it's Oymer Lizrik and it's Oymer Liftos. So the Gemara Vaiter, what's the Makar for this? Where's the Makar that Kala Oymer Lizrik Kazarok Dami? Which means something that's going to be, it's supposed to be, it's Oymed, it has potential, and that's what's supposed to happen to be Zrika. It's called Zrika already, it's called Zarek. How do we know that? Time with the Brisa. Rav Shimon holds that something to be called a Oichel, we know food is Mekabel Tumah. Food or a Keli is Mekabel Tumah. Something is not, that's nothing, it's not a Keli or food, it's not Mekabel Tumah. So what gives them a Shem Oichel? So it has to be Royu La'achila. So Rav Shimon says that yes, noisar shem matamatam asaychlin, the certain type of noisar, which is something left over from a carbon that can matamatam asaychlin, yes, noisar shem matamatam asaychlin. And some noisar is not matamatam asaychlin. Rav Shimon learns that from the pasuk, we call it oichel asher ya'achel, that it has to be royu la'achila to someone, either to acherim or to anachri, to Yisrael, then it's called oichel. But if it's asa bahana, then it's not called oichel, which means noisar is usually asa bahana. So it's not called oichel, but there's certain noisar that could be mekabel tumah, some can be mekabel tumah. And the point will be is if at one point there was an oichel. So yesh noisar shem matamei tumas oichlim, yesh noisar shem matamei tumas oichlim, keitzad, lon lifnei zrika. If it already went overnight, which means it became noiser before the zrika in a matam to mezaychlin, because it never got a hechsher to be called a oichel. Lach azrika after the zrika and already got a hechsher to be a kosher piece of meat, and then it went, he had noiser. So then matam to mezaychlin, because at one point it was a oichel, that gives it a shame oichel forever. The kaim alon, and we have a kabbalah that when Shimon says lon, it means like this: my lefnei zrika koydim shenira lezrika. The phrase Zrika doesn't mean actually before Zrika. It means if it was long before it even became royal Zrika. And then we'll explain in a second what that means. La'acha Zrika means La'acha Shanira Zrika. After it became royal Zrika, then it became Noisar. So then the halach is that in such a case, it will be called the Eichel. Koidim Shanira Zrika Lon Mahi. What's the case that before it became royal Zrika, it was Lon Mahi? The Lon have a choice beyond the Vizigri. He didn't even have time to make a zrika. The shachte is some shkia's chama. He made a shkita 1 minute before shkia, and then it hit shkia. So now, before even had a chance to be able to do zrika, it already turned night. At night already, the dam becomes puzzle belaila. You can't be zrika anymore. So here, it's going to be noiser because you never could machshir's carbon. So here, it doesn't have shem oichel because he never even had a chance to be able to do zrika. That's the case of lefnei zrika. That's the case of lefnei zrika. That became lon. La'acha zrika means that la'acha shenira lezrika lon, to have your shoyis b'yam mizrikri. You had time by day to be zorikit metama tumas oichlin. Then it's metama tumas oichlin. So what do we see from here? From this v'kaim alon, that this is pshat, the perikam menachas, in mesech menachas, in perikam menachas masachim, it says, this is what it means. So it comes out that Rav Shimon holds that just being royal zrika, able to do zrika, already it's called oichel. Why? I didn't do zrika. Teretz kolayim elizrek azarik dami. The same thing by shchita ruya also was saying that the shchita, even though it was nishvach adam, since it was royal zrika, that is called a shchita ruya. Because anything that could be done zrika is like it to the zrika. Akadikach right here we say it's mitamet umzeichen gets shem oichel. Even though I didn't do zrika, since I could do zrika, that's enough. So proving that Rav Shimon holds kolayim elizrek azarik dami from this brisa brought down in Maseches Menachos that you see. That kol ha'omer lizrak is ki zarek dami, and that answers the pshat in Rabbi Yechanon says that even by nishpach adam and even by a shchita shloim shma that it's called right away a shchita ruya. Why? Because omer lizrak is zarek dami.